Joining us on the line is Brian Culpa, Amherst Town Supervisor. We're talking about a meeting happening later tonight at Sweet Home Middle School in Amherst from 5 to 7, where the NFTA and other people going to discuss expansion of the Metro Rail North into Amherst. Brian, thanks for joining us once again. Talking about the Metro Rail expansion northwards, been talked about for years and years and years now. Why now are the wheels kind of seemingly moving forward on this?
Well, I think the big thing was the state came in and funded the environmental quality review. It also, through that process, the preferred direction and path of the rail changed. So it went from being a Millersport Avenue project that the town in the past has protested to being aligned with our design alternative, preferred alternative, up Niagara Falls Boulevard, down Maples.
All right. And where is your confidence, if I can ask right now, Brian, for the expansion of Metro Rail? If you had to put it somewhere on a scale of 1 to 10.
I'm confident that we're going to get through a good seeker process. The issue is always with the funding. So, you know, I'd say I'm still probably 5 to 6. At the end of the day, in Amherst, we have to plan for the light rail and without the light rail. We can't put all of our eggs in one basket.
Yeah, speaking of those plans, what exactly will be presented to people tonight? What is being discussed as far as expansion? I think when people think expanding the Metro Rail, they just assume underground, but that's not completely it.
No, I'm not, you know, the NFTA is really running this independently. My understanding of what they're going to explain is that the Metro Rail really come out of South Campus underground for a brief moment and then come above ground and actually be above ground all of Niagara Falls Boulevard and then all of Maple and then continuing through the campus. First down Sweet Home and then right through the heart of campus all the way up Audubon.
Do you think, Brian, that this is really essential for the future of Metro Rail in Western New York?
I think we have to have a plan for it. And, you know, every community is planning, mass transit extensions. And the big businesses, the new age of business, the companies like Amazon, Google, you know, are obviously the larger companies, but a lot of tech companies, a lot of that service sector is looking to locate near light rail. You know, that's one of the things that they say in their RFPs when they look at a community is we want to know that we have mass transit option available.
Still, this is a humongous project we're talking about. We were just mentioning the contract awarded for the new train station downtown. It's being built exactly where the old train station was. No real new infrastructure, just a new building. That's set to be complete in the fall of 2020, and it's going to be a $30 million or so project. I mean, what are some of the numbers we're talking about for this really big expansion of the rail system?
And again, I think that therein lies the difficulty. You know, they had been hovering up at around $1.2 billion. I think they're down to about $1 billion. That's an astronomical number. But if you can get the economic development to offset it, then great. It's something that they have to balance and the state has to balance.
But is there anything, you know, cast in stone here about who would be paying and how much?
Well, it would be federal infrastructure funding for sure. And, you know, that look, the feds fund infrastructure projects and rail projects everywhere in the state and other states all the time. You know, if we have the ability to tap into some of that funding for Western New York, great. Again, my job's to plan for a future with or without it.
You know, we have this meeting tonight. After that, what is, in your mind, the next big milestone in this project that needs to be crossed?
Well, I can't talk about the NFTA's milestones because I don't know what their plan is. And I can tell you in the town of Amherst, you know, we've looked at where this light rail would run. And, you know, obviously in order to take advantage of that, we have to do some zoning work and some infrastructure work. And so we're going to move ahead and plan some zoning and infrastructure work so that we can see things like the old Rich Lee campus, the Boulevard Mall, those sites change. Right now, they're zoned for retail from a bygone era, and we need to really start to rethink the way that we plan those communities where light rail could affect.
All right, but you see this meeting tonight as an encouraging step, right?
Whether you're a proponent of light rail or not, tonight's meeting represents a culmination of a lot of investment and exploratory work that New York State's given our region and given Amherst specifically. So, you know, I think that the encouraging component of this is that, you know, there is a recognition that 120,000 people live in the town of Amherst, another 70-some thousand in the town of Tonawanda. And when you take those two into account, you know, we're talking about major regional population base, and Amherst swells to a daytime population of close to 188,000. That's a lot of people that move in and out of town of Amherst all the time, and I'm glad that we're getting that recognition.
All right, Brian, we appreciate the time. That's Brian Culpa, Amherst Town Supervisor.